and welcome to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast, where we offer suggestions and information about balancing your hormones naturally so that you can start taking action today. I'm excited to be here today with you, sharing my experiences and the experiences of my clients in hopes that you will learn so much about how you should truly feel when you take the action steps to a life full of hormone harmony. Hello, everyone. And first off, I want to welcome you to my 100th podcast. Because I'm not always great at celebrating myself, my accomplishments, like most women, right? I want to pat myself on the back for this 100th episode. Yes, it took me a few years to get to 100 episodes, but with running two businesses and having a lot of clients, and they have to come first, it's taken me a while to get here, but I do love doing these episodes. I love educating women about hormone health because I just feel like it's something that we just don't know enough about, right? I myself didn't know enough about it until I had to learn it. So I love educating women. I love doing these for you. So if you love them as well, please let me know. And if there's anything that you ever want me to talk about, please reach out to me and ask me, and I would love to share it with you. So with that being said, because this is my 100th episode, I want to give back to my amazing community of listeners. And so I am going to be giving away 3 months in my Hormone Harmony coaching program. Yay, exciting. You're going to have two opportunities to become the winner of that coaching program. First way is to share this podcast and take a snapshot of it, of the share, and then message me on Instagram or Facebook. So you can send that screenshot with me on Instagram or Facebook, or you can tag me in it when you share it. And the other opportunity is to enter by applying for coaching with me. And that link's going to be in the show notes. I will have all this in the show notes as well. But if you want to work with me, and if your hormones are all over the place and you've tried all the things and you've seen doctors and nobody's helped you, this is the perfect opportunity. 3 months of coaching with me, and we will address those hormone issues. We will help with whatever symptoms you have going on, and we'll work together individually to get you to make some progress and hit some goals. So I'm going to choose the winner at the end of May. So you have a couple of weeks to share this and let me know that you've listened. So don't wait too long. Oh, also, if you want to do a review, you could do a review for me about the podcast and take a screenshot and share that with me as well. So there's a little third opportunity for you to apply for the coaching. Okay, so let's get into the topic for today, which is, self-love, self-worth, you know, body love. It's kind of all of those things wrapped into one, because I think that they kind of all go hand in hand. From experience, I can say that going through perimenopause and menopause myself, it has its challenges, right? And especially when it comes to our bodies and how they shift and change and that darn scale. We just want to throw it against the wall. And it's even more frustrating that all this can happen over the course of 2 to 10 years, right? And what's the most frustrating is that most of us women define our self-worth by that number on the scale. It's disheartening to me to hear that and work with so many clients that they are so healthy. Their bodies feel good. They have good energy. They're sleeping good. All the things. They're working out hard. But that number on the scale isn't showing them what they want it to. And so they just don't feel like they're making progress. And it's really hard for me to help them kind of see through that. Be honest with me. If you feel good about if you feel good about what you've been doing, like you feel like you're making progress, and then you step on that scale and it shows you something totally different, you feel defeated, right? Even though just a second ago, you were feeling good about what you were doing. You were feeling proud. You were feeling confident. That stupid number on the scale messes with our heads. And I'm sure you've been there. Most women have. And from there, what happens? Like, we either give up and say it's just not worth it, right? We don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to do whatever. Or we find ourselves working harder, almost doing things out of desperation just to get that scale to move, which is not healthy, and it's not helping your hormones either. So I want to ask you this. Do you feel good about what you're doing? Do you feel good in your clothes? Do you feel confident in your work, in your life? Are you healthy? Are you a good person? Are you a good mother, a good daughter, a good wife? Do you work hard in your career? If you answered yes to any of those, that should be what you celebrate. That should be who defines who you are, right? Not the number on the scale. Society and social media, they don't help either. We see the women with those perfect bodies and the six-pack abs and, you know, it looks like their life is so easy. And we wonder why that can't be us. But what we don't see is that many of them may be suffering from low self-esteem. They may be super unhealthy on the inside. They may not be happy with their life. We have to realize that social media is a story, and it can be made to look however you want it to look. It could look amazing, it could not look amazing. But what you're seeing on social media is not always what is truly going on. Myself, I post on social media knowing that I don't need to compare myself to them because I know that I am doing all the things that make me feel confident, strong, and healthy. And that's what matters to me. And I want to be real with women on there and talk about, you know what? I got belly fluff. I got I love handles. I got cellulite. I have it. But that doesn't mean that I'm not sexy and that I am not a good person, right? That's just my body. The fact that I can live to be 80 plus years old and I don't have to show off my six-pack abs, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel confident. That makes me feel strong. Like, I'm going to live a long time. And that's my whole goal for doing everything that I do, right? Not to have a six-pack abs at 51 years old. And I think the thing is, we as women, we just don't celebrate ourselves enough and celebrate all the things that we can do, all the accomplishments that we've done, all the things that we do on a daily basis, which is a lot. I had a client, we worked so hard to rebuild her metabolism because it was not in a good place. And so the scale didn't move much, but she lost 3% body fat. And because she was so focused on that scale number, she couldn't even celebrate that huge accomplishment. 3% body fat was healthy. And it's what you want to see shift, unless you're just wanting to be a skinny fat person. And that number on the scale took so much away from her that even when I told her 3% body fat is amazing, I would love to lose 3% body fat right now, she still was unable to celebrate that. And she only saw what she was not accomplishing, which was truly just that number on the scale. So here's the thing, right? There's nothing wrong with wanting to see that number move. But if you were looking at that number on the scale to make you feel better, to make you feel sexy and feel happy, it's not going to work. You just have to learn to love yourself just how you are first. All the extra fluff and everything. And from there, you can start to focus on what things make you feel better about yourself. I mean, that's what I had to do. Instead of fighting my way through menopause, which was awful, perimenopause and menopause, where my body changed so much. And from someone who never really had any weight issues, my body composition didn't change a lot. I never had any belly flat. The scale went up 15 pounds. And having a flat belly to now having a little bit of a pooch and some love handles, it was hard. It was really, truly hard. I remember looking in the mirror, like tears in my eyes, going, who is this person and what is wrong with my body? But instead of letting it defeat me and instead of letting it define me and make me feel bad about myself. I looked at it as kind of a challenge, like a goal to work towards. How could I focus more on serving my body where it was at? Because I was in a different place than I was 20 years ago, right? And doing what it actually needed versus feeling like a failure because of the way I looked. What could I do instead? What could I do to improve my body composition? What could I do to make myself feel better without focusing on what I was seeing in the mirror? So instead of letting the scale define my self-worth and what I was seeing in the mirror, I learned to shift my focus towards overall health, getting stronger, my well-being, being as healthy as I possibly could to live to be 80 plus years old, right? And here's how that looks. What you need to do is, instead of fixating on the number on the scale, you need to prioritize building strength, getting stronger, building your endurance. Work hard to see how you can increase your weight and your reps when you work out. You know what? I just lifted 120 pounds the other day. That's amazing. That's the most I've ever lifted. I'm celebrating that. That makes me strong. And I'm so proud of myself for pushing myself to that. So what can that be for you? Maybe you're used to lifting 10s. Maybe now you're lifting 15s or you're lifting 20s, right? Maybe you're doing more reps, whatever it is. Focus on that overall strength, because in the end, the overall strength and the muscle building that you're doing is going to help to change that body composition even more than dieting and depriving yourself. And you're going to see your body change by doing that. Another thing is pay attention to how your clothes fit, or just measure your waistline. This is what I have my clients do every single week. Instead of stepping on the scale, because some of them are so addicted to the scale, I just say, do a waist measurement every single Saturday, right around your belly button, to see if you're making progress. And here's the thing, when your waistline goes down, that means that you're actually losing body fat, and that's what's important. And you're also losing fat around your organs, which is making you internally more healthy. Again, something that is good. If you have high cholesterol, you have high blood pressure, or your A1C is high, work on getting those numbers down. These are going to offer valuable insights into what your overall health is and help you to actually be healthy from the inside out. So set that as a goal. I want to get my A1C down. I want to get off of these blood pressure medications. I have clients come to me for those reasons. And when you do that, boom, celebrate, because you did something to make your body feel better. And you should be proud. Celebrate the non-scale victories. Things like, you know what? I have better energy now. I'm taking care of my body and I have better energy. Or I'm sleeping better. I'm sleeping more hours through the night and I'm waking up feeling good. I'm not having crazy mood swings all the time. I'm not yelling at somebody 1 minute and crying the next, right? And I'm stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm building physical endurance. Maybe you're even seeing some muscles pop. These victories reflect overall well-being and the positive impact of the lifestyle changes during perimenopause and menopause. Practice body positivity and self-acceptance by appreciating the body for its strength, its resilience, and its functionality. When you embrace the changes that come with menopause as a part of the natural aging process and focus on nourishing the body with healthy habits and self-care, you're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel sexy. You're going to feel better in your body. It's going to show. People are going to see it on your face because you're proud of what you're actually doing and you're becoming overall healthy versus just focusing on what that scale says. I know that myself, I share a lot of like weight loss successes on social media and stuff. And the reason I do that is because that's what women want to see. But I'll tell you what, when I'm working with my clients, we don't focus on that. I'm constantly asking them, are you sleeping better? Awesome. Is your digestion better? Amazing. Did you lift heavier? Great. Those are all great things. And you know what? They feel proud. They feel good about it. Even if they're not seeing their weight numbers shift, because they're doing all the things and they actually feel good in their body. So when you put your focus towards incorporating healthy habits, such as, you know, you're eating better, you have balanced nutrition, you're moving more and have regular exercise, you are managing your stress, and you're getting good sleep. By nurturing the body and mind, you can promote your overall health and well-being beyond what you see on the scale or what you see in the mirror. So if that scale is taking control of your life, get rid of it. I've had to have clients get rid of their scales. Like I said, we focus on the waist measurement. Get rid of the scale. Go for a walk. Go run a 5K or walk a 5K. Celebrate that. Lift heavier weights. Celebrate that. Do a mud run. Celebrate that. Do something that makes you feel empowered and confident and feel good because you did it, accomplished. And then use that to show yourself what you're capable of. And celebrate the small things always, always, always. Find something to work towards each week. And when you achieve it, celebrate it, even if it's just drinking all your water. Instead of stepping on that scale every day and letting it ruin your entire day, drink your water every single day and celebrate that. Because that in the end is going to get you to where you want to be and it's going to make you feel the best. When you direct your attention away from that scale, you might find that you are a pretty incredible woman. So stop letting that scale define who you are. As I close out today's 100th episode, which, yay, I'm celebrating, I want to take a moment to celebrate each and every one of you. You've been with me on this journey, sharing, letting me share my wisdom of hormone health and all the things that make you feel better in your body, and I appreciate you. And I want you to remember that that scale is just a number. It doesn't define who you are. What truly matters is how you feel, the strength that you carry, and your overall health. So let's continue to empower each other to live our best lives. The belly fluff and all, right? Because it's there, but that doesn't mean we have to let it define us. So thank you so much. Until the next time, keep shining, keep loving, and keep thriving in your health. Here's to the next 100 episodes. Hopefully it doesn't take me as long to get through them. But before I let you go, don't forget about the incredible giveaway that I'm doing, 3 months free in my Hormone Harmony coaching program. And remember, there's a couple different ways to enter. They will be in the show notes if you forgot. And again, thank you everyone for your support. I appreciate you more than you even know. Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast. And if you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with your friends by sharing it in your stories and tagging me on Instagram at Fit Chicks and Hormones or on Facebook at Angie Marone. And if you have a free minute, a review would be great too. Feel free to message me with any questions either on Facebook or Instagram. I love helping women move through their hormonal years with ease.